The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, has said that Israel bears significant blame for the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Mr. Türk said starvation and famine are happening in Gaza and said Israel was putting up obstacles to the delivery of aid. He added that if Israel was using starvation as a weapon of war, it would be a crime.
You always have to prove the intent, but as I said, collective punishment, the collective punishment that was declared with the siege is indeed amounts to a war crime, and it needs to be dealt as such.
Local people gathered at the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Moyquillen, County Galway last night, where prayers were offered for the victims of Tuesday's fatal crash in which three people died. 47-year-old Una Bowden and her daughters, 14-year-old Kira and 9-year-old Saoirse, were killed when the car they were travelling in collided with a truck on the N17 near Claremorris. Speaking on this programme, Father Martin Whelan, parish priest, Moyquillen, County Galway, said support is being provided to the schools affected by the tragedy.
Today and tomorrow, the schools and sports clubs will be organising gatherings as well. We have four schools here in Moyquillen, but two were directly affected. Scolmurlo, where Kira went to school before the family moved to the other side of the parish, and then Tully Coyne. And they're working with NEPS, the National Education Psychological Service, to provide the supports and just let people know the services that are available.
Trade unions have pushed back against complaints from businesses about rising labour costs as a result of a series of government policy changes aimed at improving conditions for workers. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions described the labour market reforms as modest and claimed perspective and balance was needed in the debate about the cost of doing business. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
In recent months, employers have heavily criticised the additional cost burden associated with a range of government policy decisions designed to improve conditions for workers, like the move to a living wage, statutory sick pay enhancements, pension auto-enrolment and parental leave changes. But in a new piece of research, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions has countered many of the claims being made by businesses. It says most of the reforms merely bring Ireland into line with EU counterparts, where labour taxes paid by employers are around twice what they are in Ireland. Congress also points out that most of the changes were flagged in the programme for government, have been staggered over years and have come at a time of economic strength and employment growth. General Secretary Owen Reedy also claimed that while some employers have spoken of a sharp rise in business failures, figures for last year don't support that. He said the discussion needs to be based on reality, not fantasy, and has to be balanced.
The Chancellor of the University of Limerick, Bridget Laffin, will address staff at the college later today. As the controversy sparked by the purchase of 20 homes in a nearby housing estate continues to grow, the UL governing authority will meet separately to discuss the purchase. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
Yesterday, RTE News revealed that the Higher Education Authority has invoked powers it has under legislation to request that the UL governing authority conduct a review of the purchase of these homes. The legislation allows for such an action if the HEA has significant concerns regarding governance or the performance by a university of its functions or compliance with its obligations. The homes, which are currently occupied by students, were purchased for more than €11 million. UL President Kirsten May has confirmed that this was significantly above the market price and will cause a financial deficit of around €5.2 million.
Four people have been killed and at least five injured after a man armed with a knife went on a rampage in the US state of Illinois. The victims are a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, a 22-year-old man and a 15-year-old girl. A 22-year-old man has been arrested. Police say a motive for the attacks remains unclear. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Cold and frosty for some this morning, with outbreaks of rain spreading over Ulster and North Leinster, turning to sleet or snow in places. Further rain in South Leinster this afternoon, drier in Munster and Connacht, with sunny spells and isolated showers. Highest temperatures 5 to 10 degrees.